Tattoo Torment. The Rise and Fall of the Tattoo. What do David Beckham, Angelina Jolie, and Johnny Depp have in common? Not much, you might think, apart from the fact that they're all the proud owners of tattoos. So what's the appeal? Tattooing has been practiced for thousands of years. In 1991, a 5,300-year-old mummy was discovered in the Alps. He had more than 50 tattoos on various parts of his body. The first written record of tattooing was found in a Japanese book from the year 297 AD. In Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand, Buddhist monks have used tattoos to ward off evil spirits for centuries. Maori tribes use tattoos to mark children's rites of passage into adulthood. And Native Americans wore tattoos to indicate which tribe they belonged to. So why are tattoos so popular these days? For many, it's a form of personal expression, a way of making a statement about your personality, an inner vision of yourself. Some of the most popular tattoos include roses, stars, dragons, lions, butterflies, and snakes, and each one represents something special. For example, butterflies can symbolize youth and rejuvenation. A lion can be considered a symbol of strength and power. And the sun is often used to represent life, light, and fertility. Others get tattoos as a way of rebelling against society, of setting themselves apart, or as a badge of social rejection. Some do it because they think it's attractive, or to draw attention to a particular part of their body, the lower back, for example. Others do it to identify themselves with a particular group. Many members of the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia, wear tattoos. And some do it for fun, as a result of peer pressure or in a moment of drunken stupidity. The big disadvantage with tattoos is that they're fairly difficult to remove, and this can pose problems they're no longer wanted. While having a tattoo may have been a good idea at the time, the ink on a tattoo can fade over the years. A person's body may change shape and stretch the tattoo, or the owner of the tattoo may decide that it's no longer part of the image they want to project. In a few cases, it's all been a terrible mistake, especially if the tattoo is misspelled. Some examples of poorly spelled tattoos include, "Only God will judge me," "Tomorrow never knows," "I have no enemies," "Too young to die," "I'm awesome." Even the stars get it wrong sometimes. Johnny Depp had "Winona Forever" tattooed on his upper arm, but later had to change it after they split up. It now reads "Wino Forever." Angelina had "Billy Bob" tattooed on her upper arm, but later had to have it surgically removed after they separated. And David Beckham's tattoo of his wife's name, Victoria, in Hindi, is the subject of a debate over whether it's a misspelling or not. The president of the UK Hindi Committee, Padmish Gupta, claims that it spells out V-I-H-C-T-O-R-I-A. So, will you be getting a tattoo?